It's the Nick Harcourt Show at 88.5 FM. You guys hearing me okay in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can't hear myself in my headphones, but as long as you can hear me. Good to see you. Bill Janovitz joining us.
Hey, how you doing, Nick? Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, good to see you, man. Last time, I think, was just before the holidays a year or so ago. Yeah. Good news this time around is there's a new Buffalo Tom album coming, which I'm going to talk to you a little bit about. But you're going to start off with a couple of songs for us. What are you going to kick off this little two-song set with?
Well, I know you've been playing this song on the recording, so this is All Be Gone. I'll play this acoustic. It's a big electric song usually, but let's see
how
it works.
Well, let's see how it sounds. It's Bill Janovitz on the Nick Harcourt Show, and it's 88.5 FM.
Was a time of coming and going, a time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water, already missing my son and missing my daughter. Them from the cliff as they walked down below. There was a blue sky with white clouds rolling in, and tomorrow it would all be there again, but I'd be gone. Well, I'll be gone. We'll all be gone. Just for you to be as happy as I was, as we motored on and floated on the power of what we meant. Ill-advised guitar solo here. Just a kid not so long ago. So many arrivals, so many hellos. But now my time behind is greater than my time ahead. I save up the minutes like flowers before they're all dead and gone. Tried a little guitar solo there. Not necessarily working. This is a song by Simon and Garfunkel that's on our record. This is the first time we've actually recorded a cover for a record, an actual album. Tom, get your plane right on. Your part'll go fine. Fly down to Mexico. And here I am, the only living boy in New York. The only living boy. Get the news. news I need on the weather report. I can gather all the news I need from the weather report. Hey, I've got nothing to do today but smile. Oh, and here I am, the only living boy in New York. The only living boy. Half of the time we're gone, but we don't know where, we don't know where. Get your plane right on time. I know you've been eager to shine now. Hey, let your honesty shine, 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 shine like it shines. Living boy in New York, the only living boy in New York. Na, na, na.
It's 88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host, guest in studio. First one this year, actually. You're breaking the duck on the Nick Show this year. Bill Janovitz joins us. Thanks for coming in, man. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Big fan of your work through the years, and remembering back when I was in alternative radio, as it used to be called.
That's right.
I think they still call it that, but it's just not.
It's arguable whether it was then, too.
Yeah, right? true. But back in the late 80s and the early 90s, before we get into Buffalo Tom and the new album, the cover that you just did, it's amazing when you sort of think back on the body of work that Simon and Garfunkel produced in a short period of time, really. And when you hear those songs, you know, all these years later, they're 40, 50 years old, some of these songs. I just remember, I'm like, that's right, they have all these hits from back then. And before we jump into the new music, you said that that's the first time you've done a cover on a Buffalo Tom record. But I know there was a time in between Buffalo Tom projects when you were doing a whole bunch of covers and putting them up on the web. And when I saw you last year, you said that you'd taken them down and you were going to put them out. So have you gotten any closer to releasing all those covers?
No, I mean, you know, sort of new Buffalo Tom project gets in the way. So you kind of, it's like anything else, you're working on what's in front of you. And but the pace that we work at is seems to be like every 5 years or so. So there should be plenty of time to do that. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the neck to put out covers because you got to get all the, you know, you got to get the publishing and the licensing, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I'll probably get through it and remix some of those songs and package them nicely and do something at some point.
All right. Well, let's go back to Buffalo Tom and talk about the new album, which comes out on March 2nd, I believe, right? It's called Quiet and Peace. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're kicking off a tour that will be in L.A. at the Terrogram Ballroom. Great mm-hmm. place downtown to see live music on March 3rd. So there you go. We got the promo out of the way. let's talk about this record, because it's the first one for, what, 7 years or something like that? And as you mentioned, Buffalo Tom, really since the end of the 90s, has been this project that you come back to with the other guys every 5 or 6 years, as you mentioned. So so why now for another go round?
Well, I mean, yeah, we took kind of a long break from each other at the end of the 90s, but we've always kind of kept doing stuff. Like I don't think a year has really gone by where we haven't actually performed. And then some years are more busy than others. So this one, it's sort of like, I don't know, it's a real feeling that, hey, we check in with each other. You got some songs? Yeah, I got some songs. Let's see what works out. And then we really kind of work at our own pace that was the whole idea of stopping back then, was getting off that constant touring and record cycle. And that's how we made a living, was just kept it going, and we really just had to step off of that for a while. So yeah, it was just one of those things, and we record close to home, so it's pretty easy. We recorded with this guy Dave Minahan, who plays with the Replacements now, and whenever they're back together. And Dave is kind of a local legend in Boston, having formed the band The Neighborhoods back in the 80s. Mm. So he's been around for a while. He's got a great studio outside of Boston, and then this guy John in Yellow, who is a fantastic producer, mixer.
I know John.
From
a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
When he was making Dinosaur Jr. records.
Yeah,
right?
He still does. Yeah. Sonic Youth, and he's working with, he's really vital. I mean, he's putting out Kurt Vile stuff, and I should say recording it, and all kinds of stuff. Twin Peaks.
So let me ask you about the new songs. How do you collect those songs? If you're all coming to it and you're all coming with your own thing, what's the decision making process for you guys in the studio? What ends up on a final collection, a record, as we used to call them?
Yeah, right. And back when we used to call them that, it was a much more formal process for us. I mean, we kind of got into this very kind of systematic thing where we'd submit songs to each other, and then we'd pick which ones to work on. Now it's just like kind of, it's really loose. It's like we come in and we just see whatever sticks. You know, we record, we didn't want to put out more than like 11 songs, because it used to be when CDs came out, everybody was like, all right, let's load them up with like 15 songs or whatever. So we just kind of felt like the first 11 or 12 that felt really good and sounded good. And Chris Colburn sings four of them, I think, four or five maybe. Mm. It's a real kind of band thing, you know.
Let me ask you a little bit about the world that we live in from the point of view of artists releasing music, if you don't mind. I think we touched on this when I saw you a year or so ago, and talking about Buffalo Tom and the heyday of excuse me, alternative rock music, a format as it was at the time in the early to mid 90s, and obviously things have changed substantially in the way people record music, and even more importantly, I guess, for those who are trying to make a living doing it, how music is distributed, how it's sold, monetized, or whatever. Mm. Back in the early 90s, there was a lot of money being thrown around at bands for record deals and all that kind of stuff, and as you mentioned, it was a cycle. Made record, went on tour for, you know, 2 years or whatever, came back, made another one. You mentioned to me when you came into the studio half an hour or so ago that you don't really think about this as the way you make your living anymore. And obviously you do other things. You write. I know that. From the point of view of being in a band today, going out and making music and performing, how is that? I mean, what is it like to try to put together a little tour, put an album out, and understanding that it's going to be streaming and you're probably not going to see a lot of money back from that, from a guy who was doing it 25 years ago when you could make a living doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the important distinction, kind of that last point that you made, is that I think streaming, you can't look at it as like replacing, or I mean, it kind of is replacing record sales. I understand it, but it's not. I think, you know, these artists, especially sort of younger indie, I don't even know if I'm saying this correctly, but I just find that there's this pushback towards streaming, and it's probably, I mean, yes, everybody should be paid better, but it really has to do with your deal with your record label. Like, I think there's this myth that we were all getting paid big, like all of us. I mean, I know certainly some people were getting paid big advances and pocketing it or just spending it. on stuff other than records. But
on the stuff that you spend lots of money on when you were in a rock band, yes.
Yeah, you know, come on, man. It was in the 80s and 90s. But no, I mean, we took just, we never had huge advances. We everything was just sort of record to record, and we felt like every record was gravy. Like, we came from a time where the bands that were on the radio were Poison and, you know, and hair metal stuff. So
sure, the late 80s.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't like, we were on SST Records out of here, out of LA, and it was very much like, let's see if we can get a tour together. So it's kind of back to that a little bit. I mean, I'm thinking streaming is going to be around for the long haul, and there's as they say, a long tail to it. So the royalties are sort of always coming. It's a slower stream, to say the least. But I think that if it gets figured out, there's a good way to monetize it. But for us, we did a crowdfunding thing, which is a lot of what a lot of bands do now. It gets the fans involved and they enthusiastic as a way of promoting the record. And that gave us the sort of, I mean, we self-financed the record for a while, but then we had this chunk of dough to kind of finish it off, bring it to the finish line, and distribute it, you know, sort of get a pre-order and to hire publicists and stuff like that.
So let me ask you this before you finish up, because we've got just time for one more song. Anybody who's listening right now, wherever they may be, and due to the technology that we use to put radio out these days, it could be anywhere in the world. If somebody wants to find out how to get a hold of this record, get an advance copy, or, you know, purchase it in advance, or find out when Buffalo Tom are coming somewhere near them, is there a website? How do we find all
that
stuff?
Yeah, I mean, right now, we just launched a new website for BuffaloTom.com. We just revamped it, so it looks pretty good. Mm. We have, of course, the Facebook and all the other social media stuff. So, yeah, it usually goes out on everything altogether. And we hope to do some more U.S. dates over the summer. We haven't gotten anything booked, but, you know, probably over the summer. And then we'll probably go over to Europe again in the fall.
All right, so the album is first Buffalo Tom album since 2011. It's called Quiet and Peace. It comes out on March 2nd. You're back in L.A. at the Terragram the day after that, which will be pretty cool, on March 3rd. And you're going to wrap it up with one more song from the new album. Before you get into it, Bill, great to see you.
Thanks so much, Nick.
Congratulations on getting another Buffalo Tom record out soon. And we'll see you at the Terragram. What are you going to wrap up with?
This is a song called Least That We Can Do. So, yeah, please forgive me of my rustiness on these songs. They're being debuted pretty much.
That's
so
okay. We'll edit all of this stuff by the time we put it on the air.
Bring in a session guy. All right, here we go. All around us, we come kicking through. It's the least that we can do. Signs are upon us. We were anonymous, ones that only nature knew. Warm and welcoming, you are helping me get through. Northeastern climate, me by the fireplace, windows dim, light shining through. Sun set like Rothko, up to Vermont we go. It's the least that we can do. There's a traffic jam ahead, all the taillights glowing red. Out on overpasses, we are the last of men. Thank you. driving. Continue to move on. There is nothing left to see. Follow the yellow. Follow the white lines too. It's wide open there for you. Warm and welcoming, you are helping me get through. There's a traffic jam ahead, all the taillights glowing red. Out on overpasses, we are the last of.